We all gassed up and ready to go. I got us drinks and some snacks for later, if you get hungry. Are you sure you're okay with taking over the driving duties? I know I said I'd be okay to drive us home, but I was getting so tired. Yeah? You sure? Thanks, babe. So, how far do we have left? Okay, so like 2.5 hours? And you're sure you're okay with driving the rest of the way? Okay, I'll stop asking. My brilliant, sexy man. You okay, babe? You've got this look on your face. Wait, I know that look. You're in work mode, aren't you? You're already thinking about all the things that are waiting for you at the office on Monday. You gotta stop it right now. That's part of the reason we left on Friday. We have the whole weekend to gear back up for work. So no going into work mode just yet. We're still on vacation. In fact, I'm making that the official declaration. We are still on vacation for the next 2.5 hours until we get home. 2.5 hours of us time. Got it? Yeah, I suppose that does mean we still have 2.5 hours of me being your dirty little slut. In fact, maybe that's how I can keep your mind off work. I can just... Oh, God, this damn console in the center. Maybe I can... What are you reaching for back there? A beach towel? Oh, I see. Just drape it over the console and... Hey, that works. Now at least it's a little more comfortable. I can... scoot over a little and lean against you. You're okay with just one hand on the wheel? Okay, good. Then I can scooch over and rest my head on your shoulder, your arm over my shoulders, drop that hand down, and... Surprise, booby. Yeah, I snuck into the bathroom at the convenience store and took my bra off. Oh, you could tell? Could you? As I was jogging across the parking lot toward the car? Yeah, well, I suppose everybody else in the parking lot could tell too. But I don't care about them or what they saw, babe. It was just for you. It's always for you. Now you have nothing between your hand and my breast than this thin t-shirt. Yeah, your hand feels nice. I mean, I know I've said this 1,000 times in the last 2 weeks, but I love having your hands on my body. I know I said that you have another 2.5 hours of me being your dirty little slut. But the fact is, I kind of don't want that to end. I mean, even after we get home, I still want to be that girl for you, that lover for you. I'm worried that when we get back and we fall into our daily routine with work and life and everything, it would be so easy to just fall back into old habits, and I really don't want that. These last 2 weeks have been amazing, babe. Absolutely amazing. And I don't want it to end. We've learned so much about ourselves, about each other, what we like, what we don't like, what really gets us going. It was everything I wanted it to be and more. And I want that to continue. You too? Good. Oh, babe. I'm so happy to hear you say that. You know, I feel like we've opened all of these doors now, and I want to keep exploring. With some things, it's like we've only glimpsed the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, just the tip. But I mean it. We've learned so much about each other and our sexual selves, and there's so much more we can do. God, you know, this trip was incredible, babe. I've had so much fun, and we got to do anything and everything we wanted. It was fantastic. No schedules, no responsibilities, just you and me. When we were hungry, we ate. When we were tired, we slept. When we were horny, we fucked. And boy, did we fuck. In fact, the only thing remotely resembling a schedule was our nightly sunset watches. Our what? My brilliant man. Our daily reverie. Yeah, I like that. That one thing we did every day, sitting out on the deck in the lounge chairs, a bottle of wine, a few cocktails, watching the sunlight sparkle across the ocean waves as the sun disappeared over the horizon. Oh, babe. It was so beautiful. So relaxing, so peaceful. Oh. And it was one of the only times during the day I'd actually wear any clothing. Yeah, I did tell you that I was going to spend most of this trip naked. And I think I lived up to that promise. I think I literally spent more time out of clothes than I did wearing them. I mean, when we went out to the beach or swimming in the ocean, I'd wear a bathing suit. Those few times we went out to eat, I'd put something on. Though usually it was just a sundress, no bra, no panties. Oh yeah, I know you loved that. But the truth is, I never wanted anything more than one thin layer of fabric separating me from your touch. But the rest of the time, remember whenever we were just in the house hanging around, I wanted to be naked all the time. The freedom of it. The carefree nature of it. And mostly, I wanted to be showing up for you. I wanted you to be looking at me. Wanting me. Yearning for me. Always. I'm not necessarily saying that that will continue once we get home, but you should be prepared for being naked around the house sometimes. That's what I've really loved about this trip, babe. All the new and surprising things we discovered. Like what? You were there, babe, you know. You like hearing me talk about it? Yeah, I agree. It is really wonderful that we both feel so much more open to talk about this stuff now. No shame, no hesitation, no worries. I suppose you're right. It would be a much better way to pass the time on this trip. And if it'll keep your mind off work. Well, if that's the case, for starters, I think we can safely say that the no swallow policy is officially in the trash bin. I mean, after that time during the trip where it just happened like it was the most natural thing in the world. The truth is, that happened a few more times during this trip. It wasn't expected or asked for, but it just felt like it had to happen in that moment. It was perfect. And those few other times when it wasn't exactly the same intensity, I didn't mind doing it then either. Yeah, no, that's wrong. It's not just that I didn't mind or it was okay. It it's that I wanted to do it. I don't know, I always used to get hung up on the taste or the consistency or whatever, but now it just tastes like you to me. And I want to taste you all the time. So, yeah, congratulations, babe. You've managed to turn your dirty little slut into a dirty, cum-guzzling slut. Oh. Okay, your turn. What did you like? Babe, I've spent the last 2 weeks showing you my kinky side. I think I'll have to be more specific than that. Oh, I gotcha. You liked it when I just told you what I wanted. When I took the initiative. Like that afternoon we were swimming in the ocean. Yeah, oh God. I remember swimming up behind you. And I shoved my hand down your trunks, grabbed your cock, whispered in your ear that I wanted you to take me back inside and fuck my brains out. And you did. Okay, what else? Oh, so, well, I think it's safe to say that anal is definitely back on the menu. Go us. I think that first time we tried all those years ago, neither of us really knew what we were doing. I mean, we were both intrigued and wanted to try it, but we had no clue, so it just ended up being awkward and fumbling and painful. So we'd written it off as not us, but I'll admit I'd gotten intrigued again over the years. So I decided to do a little research. Yeah, you have to agree, babe. Those tips I found online were exactly what we needed. Yeah, I don't think anal is going to be an all-the-time thing for us. But it's nice to know the option is there if we're ever feeling it. Yeah. Oh, me too. Yeah, it's amazing. I don't think I've ever felt as close to you as I do right now. Like we know so much more about each other than we ever have. That's only brought us closer together. I love you so much, babe. What? My favorite times? What do you mean? Oh, like which, quote, encounters I enjoyed the most? Oh God, babe. A movie night. Yeah. I know. I mean, technically, we were binging a TV show, not watching a movie, but it felt like a movie night. So that's what I'm calling it. It was so beautiful. So perfect. I don't think either of us said a word all night. We were just resting. Enjoying each other's company. Enjoying being together. And we just kind of let things happen. It was like we were totally in sync. Totally connected. It was amazing. Yeah, babe. Yeah, I'm playing with my pussy again. Yeah, I do that a lot too. Just like in the car on our way to the beach house. Yeah. I'm not exactly fingering myself or trying to get myself off. I'm just enjoying the feeling of my finger between my lips. It's like, what? Oh, wow. Yeah, I'd almost forgotten about that afternoon in the chair. Yeah, you're right. It's just like that. Yeah. I have to say, though, out of everything, nothing holds a candle to last night, babe. No, don't you dare apologize again. No, I swear, babe, if you try to apologize one more time, I'm gonna punch you in the dick. I'm telling you, babe, you have absolutely nothing to apologize for. Last night was amazing. I loved every part of it. I know you think you went too far, but I'm telling you, you didn't. Yeah, I'd been bugging you the whole trip, telling you that I wanted you to get aggressive, that I liked it when you got a little rough. I really wanted it. Sometimes when we were in the middle of fucking, I tell you to go harder or pull my hair, and you do it, but what I really wanted was for you to take control, for you to just grab me, manhandle me, toss me around, and use me. I wanted you to lose control. So I kept pushing you, kneeling you, trying to push into getting rough. And I know, baby, I know that's not easy for you. I know how you feel about it, about being that violent, you know, especially with women. I get it, I really do. It's one of the things that I love about you the most. But I kept telling you that with me it was okay, that I wanted you to do that, but you just wouldn't do it until last night. And then, oh my God, oh baby, it was pure bliss. Everything I hoped it would be. I've never felt more, I don't know, complete, more content, more loved than I did when it was over. Then you started apologizing. I was still a bit incoherent at that point and tried to get through to you, explain that you had nothing to apologize for, but I can say it more clearly now. You did nothing wrong. It wasn't too much. It was perfect, babe. Absolutely perfect. You were perfect. You gave me everything I ever wanted and more. I know it wasn't easy for you. I know you had to push yourself way out of your comfort zone to do those things to me. I couldn't be happier or more grateful to you for giving that to me. Thank you, babe, for all of it. Yeah, my ass is still a bit bruised from the spanking, but you know, I kind of like it. It's like a sexy little reminder every time I shift in my seat wrong or bump against something, and I feel that little sting. It's like another little lightning bolt to my clit, reminding me of my beautiful man and the lengths he's willing to go just to please me. Yeah, so that's my favorites. What about you? I knew it, that damn Lovance. Yeah. Look, I get it, babe, I do. I was a bit skeptical about the whole remote control vibrator thing, but you explained it all to me and then brought up your phone and showed me all those videos of people using them, and I got it. So, yeah, I made you a deal, 12 hours from noon until midnight. I'd keep that stupid thing inside me, and you could play whenever you wanted, as long as we were only in the house or alone on the beach. Considering what it led to that night, oh God. I swear, babe, you've got the makings of a fantastic dom locked away inside of you somewhere. I mean, what really surprised me, I mean, not just you. I never considered myself to be a submissive person. Not in that way, at least. Yeah, but to me, the whole being your dirty little slut thing is different. That's more of a mutual understanding. But actually submissive, like dom sub submissive? That idea never crossed my mind. But that night, holy fuck, babe, you opened up this subby side of me I didn't even know existed. Really? Out of all the times over the last 2 weeks I sucked your dick, that night was the best blowjob? Well, okay. I guess that all the other times it was part of the fun, or I was just trying to make you feel good. And that night, it wasn't that I wanted to make you happy. I needed to get you off right there, right then. I was desperate. Now that was your favorite, huh? Well, then maybe we should explore this dom sub thing a little more. Between that look in your eyes and that voice coming out of you, well, you could probably make me do anything you wanted to, babe. Oh, it reminded you of what, babe? Yeah, now that you mention it, I was a bit surprised by how nonchalantly you just whipped out your phone and brought up Pornhub and started showing me those videos. I mean, we've never watched porn together or shared that kind of thing with one another. Really? You think you'd like that? A porn night? Huh? One night where we sit down together and show each other what porn we're into? Yeah, you're right, babe. If we make this a we should do that someday thing, I mean, it likely won't happen. So, let's set a date. 2 weeks? Perfect. Okay, 1 month. Let's say 4 Fridays from today we have a porn night. Yeah, I like that. We both take the next 4 weeks to pick our top 3 pieces of porn, videos, pictures, audios, stories, whatever. Then we get together 4 Fridays from now and share our lists with each other. Yeah, babe, great idea. This is going to be so much fun. Oh. Okay, so aside from the remote vibrator, what else did you really like? Yeah, besides what we already talked about. I knew it. I knew you loved those wake-up calls. Those mornings you'd wake up to discover you were already inside me. Or you'd look down and realize your cock was in my hand, between my tits, or in my mouth. That look of confusion and surprise mixed with instant lust. Yeah, that look really gets my juices flowing. You know, I was kind of hoping you'd pick up the hint and try the same thing with me. I mean, you woke up before I did on just as many mornings. What do you mean you feel iffy about that? Questionable consent? Because I'm not awake? Because I don't have the ability to say yes or no? Babe, you know how much I love you. You worry about things like that? Oh, that's just one of the things that make you the most amazing man. I'd really like you to do that to me. So, maybe I need to make you a deal. Okay, so I'm giving you 100% blanket consent anytime you get the urge to wake me up by fondling me or eating my pussy or sticking your beautiful cock inside me. You officially have my permission. I guarantee, even if I'm not in the mood while I'm asleep, if I wake up with your cock already inside me, I'll be in the mood. So you have my complete consent to do whatever you want. Deal? Okay, good. Damn, babe. All this reminiscing and talking about the fun, sexy things we got up to on this trip is really turning me on. You playing with my nipple like that isn't helping. An idea? What's going on in that brilliant, devious mind of yours, babe? Play a little? What, you want a repeat of the trip in? A game? What kind of game? Yeah, I did say that I'd be curious to play with that dom sub dynamic a little. What did you have in mind? You tell me what to do, and I follow your instructions? You'll talk me through getting myself off? That sounds intriguing. How does the game work? Only two rules? Okay, that sounds easy enough. Okay, rule one, I do exactly what you say, exactly when you tell me to. Yeah, and the second rule, I cannot come until you tell me to. This just got interesting. Okay, you're on, but let me get back over in my seat so I'm not distracting you too much. You do still have to keep us on the road after all. So, what do you want me to do first? Look in the back? Wait, what happened to the seats in the middle? Did you take them out? They fold down? Is that what those panels are on the floor? That's fucking cool. I'm telling you, babe, we really ought to look into getting one of these things. Wait, when did you... The gas station? Hang on a minute, you sneaky fuck. Did you mean to tell me you planned all of this? I see. You didn't plan on it, but you prepared for it just in case. Okay, my little boy scout. Well then, mister, be prepared. I assume that means you want me to crawl back there? What? One more thing? I thought you said there were two rules. It's not a rule, it's just a request. All right, hit me. Oh, babe. Not a fucking chance. No, don't pout. Sorry, babe, but there is... not a power on this earth that will get me to call you sir. Yes, I said I want to delve into a little into the whole dumb sub thing, but I was talking about dipping our toes in, not diving headfirst into the deep end. No, I'm sorry, I've agreed with your game, but that's the best you're going to get at this point. Let's see if I just... Oh, God. What's that? Put the seat down. Oh, good idea. Yeah, much easier. Thank you, sir. Yeah, that's not happening. Okay, now I can just... Oh, here we go. Okay, I got it. Wow, there really is a lot of room back here. And not enough to fully stretch out or anything. But I can certainly, yeah, stretch out a bit. This is pretty cool. The floor is a little hard and scratchy. What, babe? The back seat? Oh, yeah, my favorite fluffy blanket is sitting here on the back seat. Imagine that. Okay, there's no way you didn't plan for this. Right. Prepared, not planned. Whatever you say. I think I can spread this out. Lay this here and... Yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah, this is much more comfy. Actually, I think... If I go in the very back where all the stuff is, I'm pretty sure that, yeah, my pillow's right here on top. Yeah, even better. Okay, now I can lay down with my pillow against the back seat. And I have to bend my knees a little, but I fit back here pretty well. Yeah. Okay. I'm all settled in, babe. What do you want me to... Hang on, I'm seeing a flaw in your little plan here. No, I'm sorry, preparations, whatever. Well, I'm back here and in a comfortable position, but you have to keep your eyes on the road. So I'm not sure how you're gonna prepare for that too? Yeah, how so? Yeah, I see your phone. Yeah, if you switch to... No, not a chance. I am not letting you record this. You turn that camera off right now. What? It's not recording or taking pictures? It's just displaying camera view? It just displays whatever the camera sees? So you can glance down at your phone and see what's going on? Look at me without having to turn around? Yeah, well, okay, but you keep your fingers away from that record button, you hear me? Okay, all right. This is kind of weird because I can see myself in the phone too, but hey, me. What, babe? Straight to it? What? You don't want me to do a slow, sexy striptease for you? Yeah, I suppose you're right. You couldn't watch it anyway. Okay. Okay, my shirt is off. My shorts, too. No. No, I wasn't wearing panties. Take a look. I'm all naked. Seeing myself on that little screen, it's a little weird. But it's, you know, it's also kind of hot. So, is this what it looks like when you're getting ready to fuck me? Going down on me, babe? I mean, you always tell me that I look beautiful from this angle. Is this what you see? Yeah, you also tell me that I have a pretty vagina. Which, looking at it now, yeah, you know, it is kind of cute. Well, I never see myself from this angle. It's all new to me. If I take my fingers... And spread myself open like this. Yeah, That's pretty fucking sexy. Right. Right, sorry, babe. I mean, I was getting a little distracted there. So, you've got me naked and splayed out on the floor back here. And now, what do you want me to do? Rub myself? The small duffel is sitting on the back seat. Right on top? Oh, yeah. Look, it, my favorite toy. I'm sitting right in the top of this bag, just waiting for me. Yeah, it's almost as if somebody planned it this way. Now, whatever shall I do with this? Turn it on? Okay. Lowest setting? Babe, you know that's not gonna... Okay, okay, I get it. Follow instructions. Lowest setting it is, then. Okay, done. What? You want me to repeat the instructions back to you when you give them? To make sure I heard them? And so you don't have to look at the screen as often? Well, that made sense. Okay, I'll try to remember. Rub the tip against my nipples? Okay. Okay. That feels nice. Little circles? Okay. Now the other one? Yeah. That feels nice, babe. Slowly run it down to my clit. Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. That's nice. I mean, not enough to really... warming me up? In case you didn't notice, babe, I was pretty warmed up already. Okay, I got it. I got it. Little circles around my clit. Oh. What? Turn it up? Yeah, up and down again. Lay my head back. Imagine it's your tongue. Oh, oh, fuck yeah. Oh, shit. What was that? Was that this thing? Is the battery low? I thought we charged it back up last night. The what? The tire pressure indicator on the dash. Oh, that fucking thing again. Okay, sorry. Yeah, where were we? Right, right, up and down. Imagine it's your tongue. Up and down again? Oh, no. Between my lips again? I can't remember what you're saying now, baby. Okay. Okay. Tease my opening with the tip. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's nice. Now, slide the tip in. Oh, oh. Then out. Oh, and back to my clit. Oh, little circles. Oh, was wrong. You do know what you're doing. Oh, fuck. You know just how to turn me on, even when it's remotely back. Back to the entrance. Slide the tip inside. Oh, fuck, babe, that's so good. Now, all the way in, slowly. I'm getting really close already. And what? No, take it out? Okay, I did it. Second rule. Not until you say so. Okay, I'm gonna regret this. Aren't I? Okay. I've calmed down a bit. Okay. Tease the entrance again. Stay there for a bit. Okay. Oh, yes. Take it away. Okay. It's off my clit. Oh, damn. You're killing me back here, babe. No, it's fine. I'm just... I'm good. Okay, back to the entrance. Slide it all the way in. Oh, fuck. In and out. Oh, shit. Wait. I just saw myself on that little screen. Fucking myself with this toy. Holy fuck. That's hot. Fuck. Please, babe, just let me fuck myself with that. Okay. It's back out. Oh, fuck. This is so good, babe. But I'm so fucking close. Please. Okay. All the way in. In and out. Okay. Oh, fuck. All the way in and hold it there. It's out. It's out. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay, it's off. I can't. Shit. Are you okay, babe? You sound funny. What? What's that? Why are you holding your hand back here? What is that? Is that... Holy shit. Is that your cum? Did you just cum in your fucking hand? Oh. That voice, oh God. It's that voice. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you say, just tell me. Tell me, and I'll do it. I'm listening. Yes, sir, I'm listening. Oh, please, okay, repeat all the instructions, then follow them when you tell me to. Okay, all right, tell me what you want me to do. First, oh God, lift the cum out of your hand. Okay, but don't swallow. Just hold it in my mouth. Yes, yes, I understand, sir. Then, vibrator on the highest setting. Lean back and oh fuck, ram it in and out of my cunt until I come, and as I'm coming I swallow your load. Oh fuck, yeah, I understand. Okay. Don't play dumb with me. Just now when you grabbed your... Hey, give me your phone. Hey, give it to me right now. Give me your fucking phone. I swear to God, I'll beat you over the head with this cum-covered vibrator. Give it to me. You motherfucker. You recorded that? You fucking... recorded that after I told you not to. How much did you? I'm deleting this shit right now. What? You can explain here. You listen to me, Mr. Questionable Consent. You had better choose your words very, very carefully. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. I get that. You had to pay attention to the road, so you couldn't really watch everything. What you could see was really fucking sexy. And you wanted to be able to watch it later, with me a proposal? What kind of proposal? When we get home, we'll load the video onto my laptop and delete it off your phone. I can hide it wherever I want to on my laptop. And anytime you want to watch it, you have to come to me and ask for it. So it is completely under my control. Just give me a minute. Damn, this is really fucking hot. Hey, babe. Easy there. Focus on the road. Now, I want you to hear something. You hear that? That's the sound of me swallowing our load as I come really fucking hard on that vibrator. You did that. And that was all you. You turned me into this subby fucking hot mess. And you're right, it's really fucking hot. Also, as it turns out, there is a power on this earth that can get me to call you sir. Ridiculous, but that power is you. So, I'm gonna accept your proposal. I will load the video on my laptop, and you have to come to me anytime you want to see it. And when you do, if you ask me in just the right way, I may even let you strip down, lay on the bed with a laptop on your chest, and have me ride your fucking cock the entire time you watch it. Yeah, there's that little grunt I love so much. I can't do it, but I love it. Now, that's what's gonna happen when we get home. Until then, I'm keeping this phone back here with me, just so you don't get any more crazy ideas in that brilliant mind of yours. And here's what's gonna happen next. You're gonna sit up here in silence and focus on getting us home safely. You're not gonna talk. You're not gonna look back here. You're not gonna do anything but focus on the road. Meanwhile, I'm gonna lay back down here and I'm gonna take this cum covered vibrator and I'm gonna play with myself the entire rest of the way home. Yeah. I'm not gonna fuck myself with it. I'm not gonna make myself come again. I'm just gonna keep my pussy nice and warm and wet. Then, once you get us home, you're gonna pull this car into the garage. Turn the car off. Close the garage door. And then climb back here with me. And then you're gonna fuck me. You're gonna fuck me as long and as hard as I want. You're gonna fuck me until I'm screaming your name so fucking loud the entire fucking neighborhood hears me. Does that sound good to you? I'll take that sexy grunt as a yes. Then I'll see you when we get home. Pull this blanket over me right now. I'll be waiting for you, babe.